Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night show. It is 4/19/2024. And I tell you what, last night was an interesting night in and of itself. I pray no DNS attacks happen again tonight. Anyway, what we got going, ladies and gentlemen, I heard right before I came on air, and I can't verify it anywhere. I also heard that some of the proxies of Iran in Iraq may have been hit just a little while ago by some of the Israeli attacks. And I don't know about that because I haven't seen any other thing about it, but apparently that is a possibility, judging on information coming from over in that area. Last night, we know they did hit, and apparently, instead of hitting real hard, what they did was they hit smart, apparently. And if you recall, several weeks ago, I told you that the Israelis need to hit Isfahan. Do you remember me saying that? I said they need to hit Isfahan and Natanz. Well, they didn't hit the Natanz plants, but they did hit Isfahan on the airbase, which is right next to the nuclear facilities there at Natanz in the Isfahan province. Isfahan also, in terms of the city or the area, is also a ancient, beautiful, like ancient Iranian city or Persian city. But you see, what we got over there, and on Brother Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, he put up a story today, you know, I believe it's from the private briefing, about the Prince of Persia. And that is exactly who we're dealing with. The spirit, the Prince of Persia, is rearing its ugly head. Now, let me say this. If you look at Ezekiel 38:39, you get the idea. 38, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against the Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and I will put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth. Bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, and all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands. And the house of Togarma of the north, quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee, with them. So I'll tell you, that's who's coming. Now, we also have, thus saith the Lord God in verse 10, Ezekiel 38, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the wall, to the land of the unwalled villages. And when I go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of all the nations, probably the United States, okay, which have gotten cattle, and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. So the Great Plains type of a scenario. Now, if you look at that, that means the U.S. is going to be attacked by the Gog and Magog. But then if you've got the Prince of Persia also on the hook, then quite frankly, you're talking about an interesting scenario, are you not? Ladies and gentlemen, Brother Quayle talks about the World War III, and I'll tell you, I said that we had a drill, but that, frankly, in talking to Steve last night, he thinks that it was the beginning of World War III, but I do say last night that we needed to put the nukes on the planes in Minot, on the Buffaloes, on the B-52s, but at the same time, Israel then hit, last night, hit Iran in Isfahan, and then they also probably hit in Syria and Iraq as well. But then there's debate and question about all of that, and then tonight before I came on, I heard that they got hit again. Now, I'll tell you what. I think my microphone was unplugged or something here real quick. Oh, man. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. There we go. I think I'm better now on that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if they hit the United States, there's going to be a lot of people die. And Brother Quayle was talking about World War III yesterday, and I agree with him. We're already in it. We're already, the Gog-Magog War has started, basically. And in verse 39, though, which is the one that we don't always read, Ezekiel 39, it talks about therefore, a son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee, and I will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall, then arrows to fall out of thy right, and thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. And I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. And thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And I will send a fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people, Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. We're talking about verse 12 of this, And it shall, or verse 11, and it shall come to pass that day that I will give unto Gog a place there at graves in Israel, the valley of the pastures on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses and pastures, and there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamon Gog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, and all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be nuclear war. There's going to be a nuclear war in Israel. They're going to come. And that is Ezekiel 39. And that is most interesting passages. I've read it to you before, but not as much as 38. So consequently, we have a scenario where the land of the unwalled villages, the United States, and now we have in Ezekiel 39, 7 months are going to be taken to bury the dead of Hamon Gog, in the valley of Hamon Gog. Oh, man, I'll tell you. And that is what Ezekiel 38, 39 has said. And years ago, when Brother Quayle first had me on as a guest, Steve said, hey, you've been talking about Ezekiel 38, 39. Tell me what you see for the world. And then, by golly, just about everything Steve and I talked about in 2004 has already started to occur, or is almost ready to occur. So we warned you the best. Steve has warned you for years longer than me, and I've been on the air 19 and a half or more years. And I've done my best to warn you, and I'm still warning you. And if you don't have sufficient long-term storage food or canned goods, you need to go out tonight and get some. Or go out tomorrow and get some. Stores are open till 9. You go out and get some more. Go out to Bass Pro or Cabela's or, you know, somewhere. The grocery store, Costco, Walmart, wherever you go to shop. And if nothing else, buy yourself some cans of Denny Moore beef stew and junky soup and stockpile them. One can per person would be a ration per day. If you had two cans, that would be good fighting ability rations. Oh, man. I think that what you're seeing with regards to all of the events, the Palestinian protests, huge Palestinian protests everywhere. And that's going to continue. And you're seeing also then the Trump trial, and the gag orders are going in on him hard, yet they allow everybody to talk, and then Trump is still talking. But I think that they're going to do something here pretty quick. And I've long said that I thought they were going to do everything they can to get Trump, and they still may. They still may do that, and they may put him in jail, even though that might help to elect him. But I'm telling you what we're seeing is we're seeing the possibility of the Civil War take place. We even have a movie in the theaters this month, do we not? Civil War. All right? And we ain't talking about the first one. We're talking about the second Civil War. So here we go. Somebody's going to come down your road or your street. I don't know who it's going to be. But they're going to want all of your food, all of your goods. They're going to want you to get on trucks of some kind or to walk out and to be shot. Whether it's the United States, whether it's the Red Chinese, the Russians, Iranian, or some kind of a combination of all the bundle, okay? Or street gangs or whatever. You don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight, let me tell you what. If you do not have a firearm, I suggest that you take the advice that Jesus once gave to the disciples to sell your cloak and go buy a sword. All right? We're in deep stuff here. They're going to try to get Trump, President Trump, one way or the other, and he's not being allowed to campaign, and he can't talk. He's gag orders, yet he still talks. Now they're getting ready to say, maybe you've got to go to jail, you know? I'd like to see Rikers Island with Trump coming into it. I just can't believe that would happen. But they might. You might see it. And everybody on the CNN and all the Commie News Network shows and all the MSNBC shows are calling for Trump to be jailed. All right? For the, not just for these other things, for these cases, but jailed for alleged violation of the gag order, contempt of court. So I think you're going to see the world war, the Gog Magog war, which will then turn into eventually the war at Armageddon. And go look at Ezekiel 39 and see that. And you got to read it to your children, too, and let them know. It's time to let your kids know in some cases, you see. Time to let your kids know in some cases that it may be time for something is going to happen. You're going to have to figure out how to explain it. I understand that, but you can best do is tell the truth about what's taking place. Now, gold was up, was it not? Gold was up today, I believe, right before I came on board. $13.71, $23.93.71. Silver, $28.76, up 44 cents. Platinum, $943.75. It was down just a very small amount. But I will tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if they're going to hit another proxy of the Iranians, if they just hit it, perhaps the news that they actually hit it yesterday is coming out more fully today. I don't know. The adding up of those dots plus all the possible emergencies that are under the gun because of the IT cyber attacks and stuff over in Europe where big business are losing their business. All their IT information. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. If anybody's out there and you are hearing me, and if you have any information or a story, go to RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. And if you have a story to see if there is another new attack against Iraqi, some of the Iranian people in Iraq that just took place before we went on the air, which would be 6 Central, 7 Eastern, 5 Mountain, 4 Pacific. Let me know. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. fact is, they're talking about releasing some kind of a new bioweapon, possible release of it. We got dengue fever in the Americas, the different Americas, including the U.S. It's increased by 50% in terms of number of patients. And in the Americas, in the millions, you got the bird flu, get all this other stuff going on, and I think that, just as Brother Quail had a story, let's see what the story headline was here. Let me look at this real quick. Okay, it's about the possibility of, you see, World War III or Civil War. Question now is whether the Biden regime is showing America what fascism is, they will get us into a nuclear war before or after creating a hot civil war. And I've always said that the EMP is going to take place. That's what I was shown, that the EMP would happen. And then you've got the scenario from the book One Second After by William R. Forston and the subsequent books as well. Oh, boy, oh, boy. The rise of the Fourth Reich, huh? Ronald Reagan said that if fascism comes to America, it will come under the guise of liberalism. Or what liberalism has become, which has become like a totalitarian, socialistic, communistic state. And that's what we're living in right now. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. In terms of the timing, we had timing last night. And then that seemed like it was strange in some ways. Because basically what we had happen was we had a so-called smart strike on Isfahan, on the airbase, to let the Iranians know that the Israelis could hit them at any time. And they can. And the Israelis can hit most other companies, countries as well if they needed to. Most other countries, they have in place the Samson option of some form or fashion in a lot of capital cities in different places. In case those nations ever turn against Israel, the Samson option being a nuclear option. Now, I don't think you're going to see an election that turns out like we think it might do. Because Trump is going to be so tied up in these court cases. In court, he can't go out and campaign. And sooner or later, all that stuff is going to bust up. And there's going to be contempt of court or some kind of a thing. And they're going to put him in jail. I just really have thought he's going to end up somehow or another in a jail. Now, maybe not, but people will still vote for him. And I would say if they sent him to jail, I would definitely vote for him again as well. But I'm going to tell you what, it'll come to cases. It'll come to a civil war. And you might just see that here before too long. If these Palestinian protests continue to go wild, weasel in different places besides New York, they start to go wild weasel somewhere where they have firearms in the city or the state, you might see something happen in that regard that starts into it. And Dimitri Dudeman said that in the midst of the civil war that will be started by the communists, could never figure that out other than that the communists are the ones that run the United States now, that in the course of that, Russia and probably China would attack the United States. And they can do that, and they can hit us. They can hit us in less than 5 minutes with a hypersonic missile with the big warheads on it. And they don't have got more than one. And it goes hypersonic speed and jig-jags back and forth and up and down to evade any kind of anti-missile defense. The Chinese had the one they tested, and that they had it in orbit, and it was orbiting. And then within less than 5 minutes came down and went boom into the ocean somewhere, if you recall. Even just with the standard cruise-type missiles, if they fire a bunch of them that have multiple warheads on them, they got subs up and down the coastlines. They can hit probably less than 5 minutes as well, less than 2 minutes to like major cities like New York, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, you know, D.C., what have you. So your preparation out of Matthew 25 is going to be key, because Matthew 24 and Luke 21 are starting to happen as well. Wars, rumors of wars, nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places, all of these are the beginning of sorrows. I cannot emphasize this enough, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what. SteveQuayle.com, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. If you need gold or if you need silver, because the real money and the Bitcoin apparently are not going to hack it. If you need gold or silver, tell them what Hawk sent you. If you get Steve, or if you get Daryl, his manager, or if you get Tyler, and may the Lord protect Tyler against all evil and help him in terms of his wound in the war against the devil. You see, it starts to get evident at some point in time. That it is a war. And for me, for Brother Quayle, for others, certainly for Tom Horn, for Bob Griswold, those two have passed. Others have passed. Greg Evenson, Russ Dizdar. Been fighting the war against evil. Against Lucifer and his minions. and it is a war. Lord Jesus will clean their clock in the end with the archangels. But you see, Michael and Gabriel had trouble with the Prince of Persia. In the book of Daniel, so, ladies and gentlemen, we got to understand that this stuff is real. And the Lord Jesus told us about it, and it's starting to match up. It's starting to match up more than I've ever seen it match up. And there's always something you could say, well, that could be it. But then when you start hitting the dots are starting to connect. Starting to connect big time. Consequently, we have to be ready. And I'll tell you what, Lord Jesus, will you go to all the different people out there who have the heart problems, the cancer, all of the different things? Will you go to Bruce? Will you go to Ronnie? We go to the Allegheny gang, my buddy there, who does not have it, who thank the Lord Jesus. And ivermectin came out of the deal on his scenarios. Other people I won't say who have it or have had it because I'm not necessarily, they don't want to discuss too much, all that kind of a thing. There's various people like that. But Lord Jesus, I pray that you would take anything out of me, any more remaining cancer out of me, out of the lungs, of the bronchioles, out of the liver, out of the bones. And I'll tell you what, I never had bones hurt from the inside out. But I sure got them now. So, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would remove these things from the people out there, that you would restore their bodies and their organs and their bodily functions and systems and restore them back to more optimum health. And all the ones I haven't named, Lord, you know who they are because they pray to you. If they're of your people, they are praying to you to help them. And there's so many others that I haven't named that I can't remember at this moment. But Lord Jesus, in your name I pray that you help anybody in the audience or any of the people that work on your behalf, Lord, to restore them to much more optimum health. And oh, man, it's going to be something to see because I tell you, there's going to be a whole lot of people on this planet die. We had good news last night from the Nunemakers, Nunemaker, to where the churches are burgeoning in their missionary area in Indochina. And you can help them, assist them. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And they have run the company that makes the Bibles and the songbooks in the dialects for the Montagnards. They've run them out of all of their Bibles. So that has been apparently from listeners to this show and others who donate. And also the church that was being built is getting now electrical in it. That's the $20,000 or $25,000 church behind the house church, which is so full they had to were bursting at the seams. So let's hear it for the Lord Jesus and the people in Indochina. Indochine, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, the Montagnard tribes are on fire for the Lord Jesus. So anything that you can help with the Nunamakers with, go ahead and do that. I gave you the numbers to contact them there. And may the Lord return to you 10,000-fold. And if you'd like to keep Old Hawk on the air, and believe me, I could use any assistance. Most needed and welcome, let me tell you. Is what I got. It just ain't one of them regular things, if you know what I mean. I know how I feel, and it ain't good, ladies and gentlemen. It is not good at all. Anything can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Could be Federal Reserve notes. It could be a little bit of silver, a silver dime, silver quarter, ounce of silver, silver bar, piece of gold, whatever it might be, piece of platinum, a check, or a money order. Just make it out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. Address 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return to you 10,000-fold. To my friends up there in Rochester, Minnesota, and to Beatrice, Nebraska, and to Omaha, Nebraska, and to all the good people around the country. And when you send, I don't get it in 1 or 2 days. It takes sometimes 3, 4, 5, 6 days under Biden's post office to get anything anymore. Heck, I could go across the city. It takes 2 days now, almost. So anyway, you can send me a card or a letter. Just, that's nice too. And then I tell you what, I appreciate all of them. And you've kept me all on for over almost 20 years now, ladies and gentlemen. And I think about you out there in the hinterlands. I think about you in the mountains. And I think about you along the lakesides and in the Great Plains and up in the Upper or in the Ohio or Indiana wooded areas or Pennsylvania or in New York City or Houston proper or to all the friends up and down the line in Florida, Alabama, the Brotherhood of the Kudzu. The Mississippians. To all of the people in Northern California and Southern California too. But particularly in the Northern California. God bless y'all up there and in the South Carolina area. To the beekeepers and all the different people in through there. May Lord Jesus provide you with super abundance in these times, in all the things that you need to survive. May he restore your protection around you all. May he remove any troublesome illness or sickness from your bodies. And may he genuinely boom you as individuals and boom your businesses. Boom your job promotions. and essentially to guarantee you more protection and more wealth in the time of need, so that you might and your family might survive what is getting ready to come. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, very much for sure, we're in a scenario where it's getting ready to go down. And when it does, Jesus told us in Matthew 25 in the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, you better have the lamp oil, you know. And in Matthew 24, you can see verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, the prophets stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, and neither let him which is in a field return back to take his clothes. And woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, and neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. That's Matthew 24. And I keep going back to that because it's one of the passages the Lord first told me to do and to deal with it, just like Ezekiel 38, 39. And I pray that if you're out there, send old RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. Send him an email, RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. Because I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, when they do attacks on you and do DNS attacks, when they knock you off the, knock your microphone out, or they knock the different emails and stuff out of the box and knock you off the internet, one never knows. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you can say this to yourself a million times. Life is tough, and so am I. There's a button I see right over here that one nice lady who had cancer for a number of years, and listen, we prayed for her many times on air. And she was with us more than 10 or 12 years after her diagnosis. And I pray in that case, just like she did when she sent me that button years ago, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you, power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Darrell Lee, for your prayers. And the show was on last night, in case some of you didn't get it at the beginning. I know one person or so said that they had trouble getting it. They finally jumped through and kept trying. But I had information that the attack possibly was going to be likely. And if you recall, I told you that they ought to go and hit Isfahan. Told you that a couple weeks ago, or a week or so ago, that the Israelis should hit it. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, we're probably getting ready to hit the Gog-Magog war wall. And when it's over there in Israel, it's also going to be up here in the land of the unwalled villages. Consequently, they would hit areas that have a lot of the nuclear missiles, the Dakotas, the Colorado, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, different places that have deep underground missile silos, bomber groups, etc. And that also is the midst of the land with cattle and all the wheat crops and all of the crops in the middle of the land here. Because this old Lucifer, he wants the maximum chaos, ordo ab chao. Out of the chaos comes the order, you see. That's what they're looking for. And old Red China Joe sure has got the stuff going, don't you know? And this is either going to be the Civil War or the Nuke War first and then declare the martial law. Either way, I believe that's what we're going to see in this country. And it's not going to be anything like you've ever figured out that it might be, because it'll happen quicker than what you think it might. When it does happen, it'll be so quick you won't believe it. Anything that you can do to understand this, like read that book 1 second after, or the good books about survival, like Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse by James Wesley Rawls, and different things. Even if you just read The Fourth Turning by William Strauss and Neil Howe. If you read the book No Such Thing as Doomsday. And if you understand Brother Quayle's books. Terminated, The End of Man is Nigh, or is Here. There's a book that's been around for years called The Final Warning by Kathleen Keating. And we're going to see these 3 days of darkness and all this kind of stuff. And I pray that the Lord Jesus will protect you and your family against all evil. And if you have not prayed and said, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins, Lord, and I ask you to come into my heart to be, for you to come into my heart and to be my Savior, If you do that prayer and you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior and you're sincere and you repent of your sins, then the Lord Jesus will come to you and you'll start to wash you clean. There's power in his blood. Just incredible. And it has to be his will and our Father in heaven's will. But if you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, you're going to find out what it's like if you're sincere. Now, he may use you for some great task, you know. Might use you for some big task. And consequently, it may put you on the firing line. He's preserved my voice, and I'm still here after the first of the year. And the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, thank you so much for that. Because I'm still able to do this show. But it's hard to get up and down the halls, don't you know? I can't drive. Unless it was a dire emergency, I could drive. To get down the street out of Dodge, if you know what I mean. Something like that. But I'll stand and fight. I'll stand and fight for the Lord Jesus. I'll stand and fight for my family, for my home. Against the evil that might come. And whilst you're at it, start to read up on Dr. Cass Ingram's Amazing Cures, Life-Saving Cures. That's a book. Read up on the different things that are good against the different forms of bioterrorism. You might get some of the Mezzo Silver. Click on the banner at stevequayle.com. And let old Frankie Keys know that old Hawk sent you. Buy it in bulk, the Mezzo Silver, the high-quality colloidal silver. Oh, boy. Oh, very interesting. I guess Tucker Carlson is now talking about UFOs piloted by spiritual entities with bases under the ocean and the ground. And that's out of the dailymail.co.uk science and tech article, Tucker Carlson. Well, you be right. Tucker, you be right. And thanks to B&EMB for sending it. I think we'll see that too. I think we'll see the Ezekiel 38:39. I think you'll also then see the space brothers come, so to speak. The fallen angels return. And some of the ones that have already been here for quite some time are just going to come back out into the forefront. Because they're running the stuff behind the scenes in the big New World Order banking houses and the pentagrams and the different stuff. You don't want to go into their Luciferian knife that fight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you what. If you can do anything at all right now, you get yourself as good a supply of long-term storage food and canned goods you can, water purification, and if you can't get the Berkey lights, you can't get the black Berkey filters, you can get their old Sterisol filters from their British Burke Belt. You can also get Alexa Pure filtration systems that have various types of them. And various people have them. Alexa Pure, A-L-E-X-A-P-U-R-E. Katadyn filtration systems. And then get you some water storage. A lot of people might even have the filtration, but not the storage system. You need some stacking blocks, or you need the blue jugs, you know, the water jugs. Like in the 5-gallon pails, you need the bigger pails, but I don't necessarily suggest the 50-gallon drums because they're a little hard to deal with unless you're going to have them and you're going to fight from your bug-out spot, or you're going to fight from your home and you got them there and you can pump them with the siphon pump, the good siphon pumps. Hello out there to the Scholar Temecula. God bless you for all you do. Them old Warren Soul Drive kids down there, God bless you and your wonderful mother and father. To all those in the Uper, in Ohio, don't go into their loose fairy knife without a fight. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and the enemies of the Bill of Rights Americans. Fandango Rangers, I know you're already. And Mickey Lapua, God bless you. You're the best on the trigger if you squeeze it. Stay on those optics. Road and track and Little L. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, and may He train you up in your ninja ways and also enlighten your mind and read that Bible and pray to the Lord Jesus and learn all of the lessons of life and your lessons at school. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your eyes peeled because this stuff is getting ready to happen pretty quick-like all over the place. And there's wars and rumors of wars. And then it's going to become all of those things that are just the beginning of evil.